just to repeat some of the directives that were a little earlier so that we can concretize our organizing efforts. Those organizations, such as No Justice, No BART, CAPE, the Nation of Islam, Church Leadership, we're having a coalition meeting on Monday evening, not this Monday, a week from tomorrow, at 5296 Foothill Boulevard. You can communicate with me to make sure we know who to expect. That's right across the street from the mosque at 5296 Foothill Boulevard. The Grant family is part of the organizing process with us as we're working our way toward justice. Now, we have a few minutes for a few questions, but I do want to just take a moment to address the registrar's response to the petition for recall. The names of those that they claim are not properly registered. It's really kind of a dubious process. I'm still confused in that they're taking people who just voted for President Obama without question, who were registered then, who have not moved, and are alleging that there's some impropriety with those signatures. I remember some years ago that Elihu Harris was attempting to run for an office. He turned in a stack of signatures. I think he needed 80 or something for what he was doing. And they returned it to him saying that a number of the signatures had been disqualified. And I remember scratching my head. How could a man that's been mayor twice, assemblyman at least once, miss out in that part of the process? How could that be so? Well, now I know how it could be so. Because we've turned in signatures. The first time we turned in, they said the required 10. They kicked back one and said that one of the signatures did not have something proper about it. So we came back and said, well, we'll give them 20. We went back with 20. They kicked back 5. First time we had 9 signatures, we're told we were one short. Second time we bring 20 signatures, 5 are kicked out. How many signatures is that?
15.
Then verbally, it was stated, but you needed.
If you only needed
20,
you shouldn't have needed. You should have had 19 more than you needed that many times.
Well, we're going to redouble the process.
Let's do it.
So we have to go on with 100 signatures.
Sure. Right.
And make them filter them.
Then
that's right. Just going to be the process that's going to be done. We're going to recall Tom Oil. We have to look at the name in the paper as being under recall. But let's take a moment to take some of your questions.
Let me ask you just one question pertaining to the meeting that you say. Now, I see that it should be had on April 6th, and you said it's 1 week from that. That should be the 13th.
Is that the date?
Of April?
Yes, sir.
13th of April.
That's the coalition meeting.
And that's going to happen at 5296 Foot Hill?
Yes, sir.
At 6 p.m.?
6 p.m.
I wanted to make that clear. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Sir.
On the 13th?
On the 13th.
Yes, I just have a few very brief comments. First of all, I want to say my name is Joseph Anderson. I'm a first resident, a long-time progressive activist. And in this current week's Berkeley Daily Planet, which you know is a city newspaper in Berkeley, I have a guest commentary called The Karmic Justice of Lavelle Nixon's Act. And it addresses, of course, Lavelle Nixon. It addresses extensively the issue of Oscar Grant. I made sure that I put in my commentary that there are weekly meetings every Saturday afternoon at this church. I do want to say, though, that some of the opinions that I expressed may not have been sufficiently qualified because you only have so much space for commentary. So if anybody has anything that they might disagree with me on certain aspects, they should feel free to approach me, and hopefully I can qualify things that I didn't have room to in the commentary. I also want to say there was another commentary and a columnist. The other commentary was shooting at OPD officer's funeral goes unreported by, Jean Damoud. She didn't mean literally, she meant figuratively. And if you read that commentary, which is also online, it BerkeleyDailyPlanet.com. She addresses the issue about, no black city public official being allowed to speak at a funeral. I'm not sure. There is a columnist by the name of Douglas Allen Taylor who wrote he's a regular columnist for the Berkeley Daily Planet. He wrote, "Now that we have our monster, we no longer care." And that addresses Lavelle Mixon. It's an excellent column. Last week, which is also available online, Douglas Allen Taylor wrote an excellent column. I forgot the exact title, but it addresses his comment on the MacArthur shootings. So I want to hasten to add, stating that I'm speaking only for myself, of course. I'm not speaking for the Oscar Grant movement as a whole or any constituent organizations that are part of it. I'm not speaking for any of the ministers and the preachers who I greatly respect here. And so I just wanted to make that clear for any members of the press or anybody who might otherwise think that my opinion necessarily represent anyone else's opinion. And I just want to quickly follow up by saying there's a friend of mine who put it best in my personal opinion about the police. He said the police represent the blue line between whose humanity will be respected and whose humanity will not.
That's right.
And last I want to say, I happenstance know someone who worked with Dan Sakai, one of the police officers killed. And that person told me that Dan Sakai was widely known in the department for being a cowboy cop, for being an adrenaline junkie, for viewing himself. He didn't identify his work with the police as a job. He identified it with himself. So that's one case where I can speak knowledgeably by someone who used to work with Dan Sakai. So I hope everyone who doesn't have direct access to a Berkeley Daily Planet box will go online and look that up. And otherwise, I have one copy of my commentary with the Oscar Grant family. Thank you.
Thank you. Good stuff. Fred Christoph.
All right. I had two things to say. My name is Christoph. I'm working with No Justice, No BART. And we've been doing regular actions at BART stations, and we're going to keep doing regular actions at BART stations. But I want to let people know about two new things that we're going to be doing. So the first thing that we're going to try to do is put justice back on the agenda at the BART board meeting. So those of you that have been following this should know by now it's been 4 months and there has been nobody at BART that's been disciplined. Nobody. And I mean nobody because the officer who shot Oscar was allowed to quit. So nobody at BART has been disciplined and it's been 4 months and there's absolutely no reason for them not to have disciplined anybody. Well, there is actually one reason, and that is it would look very bad for BART to admit that it was not just one officer, but there were 9 officers on that platform, and not one of them did the right thing. Not one of them followed the law, not one of them followed policy. It would be bad for BART to admit that their police chief and general manager covered up the murder. It would look very bad in court. It would look very bad in civil court. So they are very, very resistant to doing the right thing. So it's clear to us that what matters more to BART right now than justice is money. That's what matters to them. So we're going to try to be a little bit more forward at these meetings. We want people to come. It's a challenge to you all. If you know people that are available Thursday mornings at 9, we need to get back into that meeting and turn it back into a forum where they know the community is still waiting for some kind of accountability from them. That's the first thing. That's 9 a.m. this Thursday.
Where?
At The Kaiser Convention Center is on 20th Street.
Kaiser Building.
Kaiser Building, 20th Street, near the lake.
Now, Thursday is what? That is about the, Thursday is about the 8th
and 7th. Is that a The second thing that we are going to do, I don't know if people are aware that the financial crisis we're going through, I'll make this make sense in a moment, but one of the big institutions in the financial crisis took a bunch of taxpayer money called AIG, and then they basically used it to pay themselves millions of dollars of bonuses. And in response to that, what some people did was they organized buses and they went to the home of the CEO of that company and they visited him and they basically shamed him publicly. And the reason is because, and I'm going to quote, with apologies, KRS-One here. There's no such thing as a government. There's only people ruling over people. There's only people jerking around people. There's only people lending a hand to people. So what part of the system do you play? And so we are going to, at some point in the future, when we get it organized, we're going to pay a visit to the home of Dorothy Duggar. For people to start realizing that there are individuals behind this who are not taking personal responsibility, and their neighbors need to know what kind of people they are. And they need to be shamed into doing the right thing. They need to be shamed into doing the right thing because they're aware of what happened. The facts are out there. And at this point, they have shamed themselves. They need to be shamed out of the way so that we can get people into those positions that will do the right thing and move us forward.